This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Here we go. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Salat wa salam rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi, welcoming you all to Stories of the Prophets. Sister Yashmin, mashallah, always number one. Always number one. May Allah make you number one all the time, mashallah. ما شاء الله. أهلاً سياسين الرئيس. أهلاً ومرحباً. أهلاً لولا روب. وعليكم السلام. How are you? أهلاً سيستر حميرة تقير from Facebook. وعليكم السلام. ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا هلا ومرحبا. يا هلا ومرحبا. Welcome, welcome to Stories of the Prophets. Episode number 5. And today, inshallah ta'ala, will be with the continuation of Sheet Idris and starting Nuh, inshallah ta'ala. I call the today's episode the invention of writing. Let me pin it right here. Here we go. I learned how to do this now. You guys taught me. Ahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan wa marhaban. Wa alaikum salam. Ahlan Riyaz. Ahlan Layla. Ahlan. Ahlan wa marhaban. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Ahlan Yasmin. Muna ya Muna. Wa alaikum salam. Lala Muna. Ahlan. Ahlan. Aki Kolo Blanc. Nadia Nadim. Wa alaikum salam. Ahmatullah wa barakatuh. Ahlan Kiko, he's here and Kiko, he's there. Wa alaikum as-salam rahmatullah. He's logged in everywhere. Wa alaikum as-salam rahmatullah barakatuh. Episode number 5 of the Stories of the Prophets. And we are with the continuation of Hibatullah. Hibatullah. The Hiba. And Hiba comes from the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab. You know, and Hiba means the bestowing a gift, you know. Hiba, like, you know, hiba is like a gift is a hiba from Allah Azza wa Jal. So sheet is hibatullah. The name of sheet is hibatullah. Yeah, hello, marhaban, ahlan, kiko leblon, you're moving, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, yasmin, alaikum salam, and nawal, wa alaikum sahmatullah barakatuh. I think it's episode number 5, Sister Yasmin, according to what I have. I think it's number 5. Wallahu ta'ala alam. I could double check. If not 5, it's 6. We'll double check that, inshallah. I think we are only 5. Wallahu alam. So anyways, let us start, inshallah ta'ala. Let us start. I've got, you know, people on Facebook and I've got people here on Instagram. All of you, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, bismillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome back. This is Riyad Razazi again, officially welcoming you all. May Allah bless you all. Zakum Allah khair for joining. And this is our episode or continuation of our series, the Stories of the Prophets. We're still with the continuation of the story of the Hibatullah sheet, the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Idris alayhi salam. And hopefully we'll want to start talking about the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first prophet that was sent down to earth, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. All right, so is it 6? Tayyib, okay, now well, then I'm going to go back and then double check that, inshallah ta'ala. Most likely you're right and I'm wrong, so maybe it is 6. Tayyib, inshallah ta'ala, we'll double check that. Jazakum Allah khair. All right. So a quick recapitulation of what we talked about last week with regard to this series. It was when Sheet, you know, after the death of Qabil, of Habil, and then Adam alayhi salam, so when Habil was killed, and you know, this is all when the Adam's family was sent down, you know, to the, when Adam and his wife was sent down to the earth, and then they lived together, you know, and then they had children, and then the marriage of Habil and Qabil, you know, and then how Qabil went and killed his brother Habil, who was more productive than him, and then he you know, he moved out, he could not live with them, and he ran away. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, after the death of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the death of you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Adam from his progeny, you know, of Sheet, you know, and then Adam alayhi salam was dead, and then Sheet, you know, or Set, Hibatullah took over. And there were two, you know, sort of like tribes, the tribe of Sheet, who in fact received 51 chronicles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 51. Altogether, there were 104, you know, chronicles, with 104 scrolls, sahifa, and 51 were all revealed to Sheet alone, Hibatullah. And then Sheet legislation, that people should not be living with, you know, with Qabil. So you have Sheet's tribe versus Qabil's tribe, and each were living alone. But subhanAllah, you know, what happened in that, you know, in the fact that Shaitan, when he went into Qabil's tribe, looking like a very handsome man, because it happened that the man in the tribe of Qabil, of Habil, were really handsome, and the women were not, you know, as beautiful. But whereas in the Qabila Qabil, the tribe of Qabil, the women were more handsome than the men. So he came in the form of a very handsome man, living with them. And then the invention of music, the invention of the drum and the flute, and making sounds, making this new music that people were not known of. And then he went and whispered into and spoke to the people from the Qabilat of Shait, you know, and started bringing the men, you know, looking into the women from the side of the Qabilat of Habil, of Qabil, and how he insinuated, subhanAllah, about adultery. The very first time people were committing adultery, and how a shaitan whispered and taught them how to astaghfirullah, commit that sin. So it was, you know, again, you know, shaitan who initiated and started all these this munkar at the time. After Sheet, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another prophet. You know, we talked about him, Idris alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam was mentioned twice in the Quran. What is so about Idris, and the time between Adam and the next prophet, as the prophet Muhammad alayhi salam was, there was this hadith with regard to how long would it be from one prophet to another, especially from Adam. From Adam alayhi salam, people had to wait for, you know, 1,000 years. You know, they said sometimes, you know, 6 generations or 10 generations. So 10 generations, you know, 10 generations would be 1,000 years. So between a prophet and another prophet, you know, at least Adam, between Adam and the next prophet was 1,000 years. You know, 10 generations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Idris alayhi salam. Idris or Enoch, mentioned twice in the Quran, came from this term of dirasa, derived from the word dirasa. Dirasa in Arabic means, you know, studying, al-ilm. It was known that Idris alayhi salam used to love dirasa. He used to love studying. In fact, Idris alayhi salam was the first one who initiated or invented writing. You know, علم الناس الكتابة. أول من علم الناس الكتابة Idris. The very first person who taught people how to write, you know, is Idris alayhi salam. Was known to be a very calm person, spoken well, very, you know, tall, alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to Idris, he said in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 85, wa Isma'il wa Idris wa dhil kifl kullum min as-sabirin. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهَا فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Ismail, and Idris, and Dhilkifl. We're going to talk about, you know, this Dhilkifl. Who is he? كلهم من الصابرين. All they were from those who were patient. You know these prophets. وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا. And we included them in our رحمة, in our mercy. إنهم من الصالحين. They were from the righteous. And then also Allah سبحانه وتعالى says with regard to Idris. There's another ayah with regard to Idris. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm just trying to remember the ayah. La ilaha illallah. Where is the ayah? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ. Just remember. In Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam verse number 56. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. And mentioned in the book, or Muhammad, in the book, Idris. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Indeed, he was a صِدِّيق, a truthful Nabi. He was a truthful Nabi. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. What does that mean? And we elevated him in مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, in a high rank. What is this rank? It's been narrated, brothers and sisters, it's been mentioned that as Idris, you know, used to love ilm and dirasa, he told Jibril alayhi salam that he wanted to live longer. He wanted to live longer. Why he wanted to live longer? Because he wants to learn more about, you know, he wants to teach and he wants to learn and he wants to study more. He loves ilm, so he wants to live longer. So he, Jibril alayhi salam told him, come with me. I will take you and talk to Malak al-Maut, the angel of death. Because the angel of death, he is the one who is being given the responsibility of, you know, of taking people's souls. Every angel has a role. Every angel plays, you know, a role. So the role of Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, is to take people's souls. So Jibril told him, come. As they were going up into, you know, into the heavens, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, who did they meet? They met Malak al-Maut. They met the angel of death. So Jibril told the angel of death, the angel of death, I'm here with Idris. Idris wants, I'm here and I have a request from Idris. He wants to live longer. So he's asking if you can increase his lifespan. He wants to live longer. Don't come and take his soul. Yeah, and he increase his lifespan. And then Malak al-Maut asked Jibril, ya Jibril, where is Idris? He says, he's with me right here. He says, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just now gave me the order to go and take the soul of Idris on the fourth level, the fourth heaven. Normally, when I take people's souls, I go down to earth. People die, they die on earth, yeah, on earth or on the sky, but in the, you know, in this world, they die. So normally I go down to take their souls. So when Allah azza wa jalla told me to go and take the soul of Idris on the fourth heaven, I was wondering, but I came down. You brought him to his destiny. You brought him to his nasib, to his qadar, you know. And he took his soul on that level, on that heaven, you know, the fourth heaven. In fact, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going up, you know, in the, you know, that journey when he was ascended into the heavens, the journey of the Isra and the Mi'raj, he met Idris alayhi salam. He met him on the fourth level, the fourth, you know, the fourth heaven. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says here, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَقَامًا عَلِيًّا. And we elevated him in عَلِي مَقَام. In a مَقَام مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Meaning, we elevated him in a high rank. And that rank is, you know, he was in the fourth heaven. My brothers and sisters, in fact, let me share something interesting with you. It's been reported in the Athar. In the Athar that subhanAllah, Sulaiman, and I'm going to talk about the story of Sulaiman. It's an amazing, you know, that amazing prophet Sulaiman and Dawood together. Sulaiman, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him that power, the power to order the you know, the jinn, and use the jinn and the shayateen, to use the wind, and to use, yani, the birds and the animals. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him that power, you know, that kingdom and dominion, which he hasn't given to anybody on earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given that to Sulaiman. So Sulaiman was assembled with his people, and then someone came to him and he said, ya Nabi Allah, who is that man then there looking at me? There was this man right there staring at me. Who is that man? Sulaiman told that, he said, that's actually the angel of death. the angel of death, he's staring at you. He says, that's the angel of death staring at me. He says, that's the angel of death he's looking at. He says, then the man told him, Ya Nabi Allah, you know, take me very far away from here. Very far away from here. Then Nabi Allah Sulaiman, he ordered one of his soldiers to take that man very far away in a very far land. So he took him in a very far land to go there to find the angel of death right there waiting for him again. So in the of that he came, but before he took the man's soul, the man asked him, why were you staring at me back there? He says, yes, I was staring at you back there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to take your soul right here. Allah told me to take your soul right here. And you were up there, you know, so he took his soul. The thing is, my brothers and sisters, sometimes, subhanallah, you know, we cannot run away from death. You cannot hide from death. You can run, but you cannot hide, or you can hide, but you cannot run, however that is, because when your time is up, your time is up. You can't, khalas, you know. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Anywhere you are, when death will come and get you, death will come and get you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are in this fortresses, you know, surrounded fortresses, but when your time is up, your time is up. So anyways, that was with Idris alayhi salam, my brothers and sisters, and his story. And then people lived in Tawheed in the time of Idris alayhi salam for another 10 centuries. For another 10 centuries, my brothers and sisters, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another prophet. And that prophet is Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam. Between Nuh and Adam, they said, is it between Nuh and Idris? But there's some ahadith, in fact, that says, in fact, between Nuh and Adam is 10 centuries, not between Nuh and Idris. So I'm just mentioning, you know, what's out there in these, narrations, you know, between a prophet and a prophet. So between Nuh and, they said between Nuh and actually Adam, not Idris, is 10 centuries. Nuh is mentioned 43 times in the Quran. 43 times in the Quran, Nuh or Noah. What happened at the time of Nuh, or before actually Nuh alayhi salam? Because people lived in Tawheed. People lived in Tawheed. In what's Tawheed? They lived in the religion of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no kufr at the time. Until something interesting happened. And look, this is again another, you know, work of the shaitan. Another something that was orchestrated by shaitan again one more time. There were these people because you see, you know, a prophet is dead. And there's a time that was no prophets until Allah Azza wa Jalla was sent another prophet. Just like between, you know, Musa and Isa. And then between Musa and the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Jalla. There, you know, there are a few centuries. So at that time, who was there? So between the time of Idris and the time of Nuh alayhi salam, there were some people who were righteous. There were people who were righteous. There were people in the Tawheed, but there were some righteous people who were teaching people about Tawheed. And these people were five, by the name of Wud, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. This is in the Quran. I'm just telling you the story and see what happens so that I can go back and narrate what Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran. So there were these five people, يُصْلِحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَانُوا مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ. They were from the righteous people doing islah on earth. Wud, Suwa', these are the names of these people. Wud, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nuh, verse number 23, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواع ودا ولا سواع ولا يغوث ويعوق ونصرا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواع ولا سواع ولا يغوث ويعوق ونصرا. And they said, leave, never leave your gods. So these people, you know, they were making da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were righteous people. Their name are Wud, Suwa', Yahuth. They were righteous people teaching people about, you know, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people were not doing shirk. They were not associating anyone with Allah Azza wa Jal. Who will introduce shirk? The one who will introduce shirk is shaitan, of course. He will start again whispering and teaching people about shirk. How did he do that? I'll tell you how he did that. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. Shaitan is your enemy. Take him as an enemy. Use him as an enemy. He's your enemy. He is here for that main reason, is to just deviate people. Put people astray. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So, what happened was, my brothers and sisters, these people were fine, were righteous people. They died. They died. So Shaitan came, right, as a form of a man, telling this generation who used to live there at the time that those people, Wud and Suwa' and Yahuth and Ya'uq and Nasra, they were good people, right? They were good people. You go and visit them. Go visit their graves. Go and visit their graves. They were righteous people. You see, he goes step by step. So people used to go and visit their, you know, their graves. After that generation, 50 years, 60 years later, 70 years later, came another generation. So Shaitan told them, your forefathers, they used to worship those people. They were good people. They used to go and visit them in their graves. So when you go visit them in their graves, go and take, before you go back to their homes, to your homes, take a little bit of their, you know, little bit of earth or soil from their graves and take it with you. Initially, he did not tell them to commit shirk. No, he just told them, take a little bit, you know, of their soil, earth from their graves and take them with you back to your homes and let your children see it and just keep it as a memory of those righteous people. Shaitan is smart. Shaitan plays step by step. He always does that. He never tells you to go and commit adultery. He tells you to smile. He tells you to look. He tells you to talk. He tells you to meet. He tells you, and then you fall into committing haram, right? Excuse me. So Shaitan, the first time, you know, he told the first people, those were righteous people, go and visit them in their graves. Then the next generation, he told them, these people were righteous, take some, you know, soil, earth from their graves and take them with you to your homes, and you know, so that you can remember them. And then he waited for the other generation that came, and he told them, you know, this earth that you have here from those graves, do you know that your parents used to worship them? Make gods from them, make idols from them. So they started making idols of those five righteous people, Wud and Suwa' and Yahuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. They started making idols off of those, you know, their graves, you know, off of their the soil, the earth that they brought from their graves, and then they started worshiping them. That's how shirk started. That's how the worship of idols started. Who started it? Iblis la'natullah alayh, Shaitan. How he waited, step by step, until people started worshiping idols. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khutwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nuh. Alayhi sent Nuh alayhi salam. My brothers and sisters, in the Quran, a lot of people sometimes they misunderstand that they said Nuh lived 950 years. He lived 950 years. In fact, actually Nuh, right? Nuh, he gave da'wah 950 years. This is an amazing session, inshallah ta'ala. Nuh, he lived 950, he lived actually 1,000 years, but he gave da'wah for 950 years. How? 950 or 1,000? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut. In Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا. And we sent Nuh to his people, so he remained, look, the power of the Quran and the power of the language of the Arabs, the power of Arabic. What does that mean, the power of Arabic? In English, when you translate this, it says, and he lived with them 1,000 years minus 50 years. But in Arabic, it does not say that. In Arabic, it says, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ and he remained with them 1,000 عام except 50 sana. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the opposite. He remained with them 1,000 sana, ألف سنة 1,000 سنة minus 50 عام 50 عاما. There's a difference between سنة and عام in Arabic. In English is years. But in Arabic, there's a big difference between سنة and between عام. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, you know, so just give me a chance to explain to you inshallah ta'ala, right? No, some people said he lived 950 years. But I'm saying to you, to look in the Quran, that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Ankabut, he lived with them 1,000 years minus 50 years. But what it means in Surah Al-Ankabut, 1,000 sana minus 50 am. What is the difference in Arabic between sana and am? Let me tell you, so that you can understand the power of the Quran. What is the difference? Indeed, we have sent Nuh to his people and he stayed among them 1,000 am less, not 50 sana. What is the difference? The Arabs, my brothers and sisters, you know, when they mention sana in Arabic, the Arabs, when they mention sana versus am, he was given, you know, khamsina. Am are tough. Tough years. Sana means easy years. In Arabic, am means tough years versus sana means easy years. Do we have an explanation? Yes, we have an explanation from the Quran on Surah Yusuf. In Surah Yusuf, you see, the amazing about tafsir is when you make tafsir of the Quran from the Quran. When you make tafsir of the Quran from the Quran, that's the best tafsir. You don't go, and then comes the hadith. If you don't find the tafsir from the Quran, you go to the hadith. And you don't go to the hadith, then you go to the sahaba and see what they have said, or maybe the ulama, you know. But the best tafsir is when you go to the Quran to see what if the Quran gives tafsir to the same, you know, to the ayah. So here in Surah Yusuf, verse number 47, when Yusuf told them, تزرعون سبعين سبع سنين دأبا ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام يغاث الناس فيه. When Yusuf alayhi salam told their people, when they saw that dream, when the king saw that dream, and I will talk about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they saw that dream, he says, you shall harvest seven sinin. So sinin means again years, but the 7 years will be nice, will be easy. ثم يأتي من بعد, and then after that will come عام, will come a tough year. يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ. So here he used سَنَة, and then when it comes to something tough, he used عَام. He says 7 years will be easy, nice, smooth, but an year will come where there will be drought, there will be flood, so prepare those 7 years, prepare for that year. Just like, you know, if you were to know, may Allah forbid, you know, if you were to know that Corona was going to come 2020. In fact, you know, people have had that forecast. So had we known that Corona, right, will come in 2020 whatever that month was, you know, people would have prepared. They were, you know, taking it easy, and then, but you prepare for the tough year or the tough month of Corona. You know, maybe 2019 was easy, so that 2019, you know, as we took it easy, but we could have been a preparation for 2020, because 2020 would be tough. So Yusuf alayhi salam told them, you know, 7 years will be easygoing years, but then after that, 1 year will be very, very tough. It'll be drought and flood, you know. But he used easy, sana, and he used am for tough. So going back to Nuh alayhi salam, he lived actually 1,000 years with his people. But within those 1,000 years, he had only 50 easy years. But 950 of tough da'wah. Allahu Akbar. 950 years of tough da'wah. How many years have you been giving da'wah for, sisters and brothers? Years? How many days? How many weeks? How many months? How many hours? Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years of persistence. You will see his story. Amazing story. Amazing story. But by the way, I have some questions for you. Let me go back here. I have some questions for you. I have some questions. Anybody going through any difficulties amongst you? Those of you on Facebook? Those of you on Instagram? Anybody going through some sort of difficulties? Anybody going through some sort of... Alright, man. This guy, he's la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is why. Here we go. Let's walk him again. Anybody, my brothers and sisters, anybody is going through any difficulties, like maybe financial, health difficulties? Anybody going through maybe, you know, children difficulties, health, whatever? Anybody going through that? Difficulties, ma'am? Huh? You are. Anybody want like a righteous son, righteous daughter? Anybody wants a better job? Huh? A better job? Maybe a better, you know, yes? Health, maybe going through some health difficulties? Huh? Yeah? Allah, mashallah. Walak as well. Maybe, yeah, we all go through some sort of difficulties, don't we? Yes? Be it health, be it financial difficulties, you know, health difficulties, maybe children, maybe husband, maybe wife, maybe. We all go through some sort of difficulties in our lives. Right? Subhanallah. Look, you will see the answer from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. This is why the story of Nuh is amazing. You will see, you know, the answer, you know, or one of the answers from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Where? How? You will see, inshallah ta'ala, because you will see the power of making istighfar. The power of istighfar, and you will see the power of what Nuh, because we learn a lot, you know, this is what we learn from the stories of the prophets. We learn, you know, I said, this is not just the stories of the prophets, this is how we can derive lessons from the stories of the prophets. How we can derive lessons from the stories of the prophets. So you will see, inshallah ta'ala, how, you know, this you can relate to it. I can relate to it, you can relate to it, a lot of us can relate to it, inshallah ta'ala. You will see what Nuh, and how much he struggled. How much he struggled with his people, right? He struggled so much with his people. You know, I said 950 years, imagine, you know. And also those of you who give da'wah, this is an amazing message for you, all of us. You know, those of you who live in the West or will live wherever you are, giving da'wah. Da'wah not necessarily to people out there, but maybe all to your families. Da'wah to your families, da'wah to your husband, to your wife, to your children, da'wah to your parents, or to your children. Nah, da'wah to your parents, right? You know, you will see 950 years of persistence. 950 years of consistent. Not only that, sisters and brothers, you will see how they will ridicule him. How they, you know, it's not like, you know, what do we mean by tough years? He will be mocked. He will be ridiculed. He will be stoned. They will laugh at him. It's not like they're leaving you alone. It's not like they're leaving you alone giving da'wah, right? And leaving you alone. If they don't believe in you, leave me alone. Okay, so I leave you alone. Do your da'wah, they will leave you alone. No, they're not leaving you alone. If only they were to leave you alone, it'd be fine. But they're not leaving you alone. They're mocking you. They're, you know, swearing at you. They're ridiculing you. They're making it tough for you. And on top of that, stoning you as well. So you will see, you know, all that, you know, and the persistence. We learned this, the persistence of the prophets, alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 60. Al-A'raf. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. Again, all the prophets, they basically said the same thing. Nuh, he told his people, لقد أرسلنا نوح. We sent Nuh. Nuh, we sent Nuh to his people. And then what did he say? يا قوم, oh my people, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship Allah. There is no إله غيره. There is no إله other than him, سبحانه وتعالى. ما لكم من إله غيره. إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. Why? Because remember what I said, shirks that are happening. Shirk that are happening when these, when the people shirks that are happening when the story of those five righteous people, and then when again people started being started committing shirk. So Allah Azza wa Jal sent them Nuh. He sent them a prophet, and then he told them, "Ya people, oh my people, ya qawmi." By the way, he says, "Ya qawmi, oh my people." Yani I'm from you. I'm not a foreigner. I'm not someone that you don't know of, that you never heard of. Ya qawmi. This is another technique, another talent in giving da'wah. Oh my son, oh my people, oh my beloved, oh my husband, oh my wife. Ya qawmi, ya my people. I know you, I'm from you. Ya qawmi, u'budu Allah, worship Allah. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. There is no God other than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni akhafu alaykum adab yawmin azim. I fear the adab of yawmin azim, of a great day, of a great day. So this is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 60. But we'll go back to Surah Nuh. I'm going to keep going back and forth in different surahs so that we can live with them, inshallah ta'ala. Go back to Surah Nuh. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيهِمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Live with the Quran, please. Live with the Quran. Live with the Quran. Surah Nuh, the first ayah. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. We sent Nuh to his people. Why, Ya Rabbi? Why did you send Nuh to his people? أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish قوم unless and until he gives them some evidence. He sends them prophets. He gives them, يعني, I don't want you to be punished. I didn't create you to punish you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps sending prophet after prophet after prophet. In some nations, in some generation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send more than one prophet. Sometimes for Bani Israel, so many prophets, one after another. Sometimes he will send two prophets at a time. Sometimes he will send one prophet. Sometimes he will send two prophets at a time. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Oh, Nuh, go, we sent you to your people, to your qawm, and warn them before we send upon them this عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, this severe punishment. Warn them, because they are in the worshiping, استغفر الله, يعني they are making shirk. And then Nuh comes to his people, قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين. He says, oh my people, إني لكم نذير مبين. I am نذير. I am only a warner, a plain warner. I'm only a plain warner. So he says, أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون. Oh my, look, you see, the prophets, they teach us so many things in how to make da'wah, how to talk to your people. You see, he's not telling them there is fire, there is this, there is this. You know, he's telling them, if you were to worship your Lord, if you were to obey your Lord and worship your Lord, you know, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, he shall forgive you. He shall forgive you. He shall forgive you. He forgive all your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى, and he shall, you know, admit you to this beautiful place. إِنَّ أَجْلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ, and the truth is, when your time will come, you know, خلاص, there's nobody who can deteriorate from that time to happen, from that thing to happen to you. So, يعني, he's trying to talk to them and talk to their hearts and talk to their intellect, you know, nicely, not to, you know, not to so much like, yeah, use the, what we call, a little bit of تبشير النذير, بشير نذير, you know, little bit of warning, little bit of good news, little bit of this, little bit of that. So you have a balance, you know, not only talking about hell, talking a little bit about Jannah, talking about this, talking, and then talking about also the consequence if you were not to follow, if you were not to obey, this was going to happen. So this is the beauty coming from, you know, and learning it from the stories of the Prophet. So he told them, forgive you, he will forgive you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were to worship him. He will forgive you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive your sins. Respite you to an appointed term, verily the term of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily the term of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be delayed. And then it keeps on going. This is, he gives so much, he tried and he tried and he tried. So Nuh talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I told you, so perseverance, he persisted so much. What did he do? قَالَ يَا رَبْ, oh my Lord. Now Nuh is talking to his Lord after, you know, so many years, 950 years. Is it 950 years only during daytime? During daytime? No, it's only during, not really during daytime only. He says, رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Oh my Lord, I called my people day and night. Day and night. I called my people. Yani, non-stop da'wah, 24 hours. This is in Surah Nuh. Day, night, calling upon them, talking to them, trying. قَالَ يَا رَبْ, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. The more I call them, Ya Allah, the more they flee away from me. You think, يعني, you gave some da'wah today, somebody خلاص will right away, he will, you know, they will follow you and they will say, Zakallah khair, you're the good, you're, mashallah, you know, yes, I will believe. This man was given da'wah day and night. And then he says, the more I call upon them, the more they flee, you know, away from me. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. What did you tell them, O Nuh? Nuh, what did you tell them? Yes, I told you to go and call them and, you know, and warn them. But what did you tell them? So he said, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. الله أكبر. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ, look what he's doing. He says, I called upon them. I told them. I told, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, so that you can forgive them. I told them, if you were to worship your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall forgive you. What did they do instead? جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers and they kind of like put their fingers and cover their ears. They don't want to listen to me. They put their hands or their fingers, you know, on their ears. They cover their ears. They don't want to listen to me. أَصَابِعُهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ, and then they took their clothes and then they covered their faces. Not only they covered their ears, they covered their faces. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. I persisted, but they persisted too. They were persistent too. وَأَصَرُّوا, they persisted not to believe. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا, and they were arrogant. Not only they stopped, they covered their ears, they covered their faces, ثِيَابَهُمْ, and وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا, and they persisted. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا, and they were arrogant. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Uh, Are you people giving da'wah? Nuh, 950 years and people are... And today when you give da'wah to someone and... we have no patience, huh? Let's go back to Nuh again, inshallah ta'ala. What did Nuh say? Look, in Surah Nuh, he says, still, the other ayah, he says, ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Ya Rabbi, I call them in groups. I call them individually. I call them in public. I call them in private. I call them day. I call them night. This is the persistence of the Prophet. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years. I said this is the difference between Sana and Am. Sana means easy. Am means tough. So 950 tough years of da'wah. He says, da'awtuhum jihara. I call them, you know, openly. Thumma, and then privately. Wa asrartu lahum israra. I went to them, you know, privately to their homes. Publicly and privately to their homes. Hoping that they will follow. Hoping that they will believe. Faqultu. And what did you say? I want to know, Nuh, what did you tell them? Yes, you call them. What did you exactly tell them? Then Nuh says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Brothers and sisters, here's the answer to your problems. Here is the answer to your problems, all of you, brothers and sisters. The answer to your problems, the answer to those who are having difficulties, the answer to those who are having, you know, financial problems, the answer of those who are having health problems, the answer of those who want righteous babies, children. Don't you want, who wants a baby? Baby, who wants a Mary Jam? Who wants a Mary Jam? Who wants a Mary Jam? Who wants a Miri, 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 Jammy, 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 Miri, Jammy, Miri, Jammy, 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 Miri, who wants Mary Jam? Who wants a righteous son? Who wants a beta, beta, beti, 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 beta, beta, beti, beti, beta? Who wants a beta? Who wants a beti? Who wants a right? I'm talking to you guys. Talk to me. Yeah, the comments is on again. It's all right. Huh? Who wants that? Nobody. Nobody's talking to me. Are you guys talking to me? Allah. Yeah. You want that, inshallah? How about you, guys and brothers in Facebook? Guys and brothers in Facebook. You want a Mary, Mary, Jammy, Jammy? Mary, Mary, Jammy, Jammy? Or beta, beta, beti, beti, beta, beta, beti, beti? Honey, honey, habibi, habibi, hayati, hayati, habibi, habibi, hayati. Who wants that? Who wants? Alrighty. You want that, inshallah ta'ala? Tayyib. Here it is. It's all in the Quran. Listen up. Listen up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nuh told his people, ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا ويدخلكم جنات ويمددكم بجنات وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. الله 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 ويمددكم. نعم, this is what I said. So فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. The key right there. What did you tell them, O Nuh? I told them, after I called them jihara, after I called them openly, I called them, you know, privately, publicly, I said, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. This is the power of forgiveness. The power of seeking forgiveness. I said, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. If you were to seek forgiveness from your Lord, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He shall forgive you all your sins, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. If you were to seek forgiveness, Allah Azza wa Jal would not only forgive you, وَيُنْسِلِ السَّمَعَ لَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal will send down rain, He will send down barakat from the heavens. And this is all signs of good. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He shall bless you with wealth and children. The power of istighfar. The power of seeking istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with wealth. Yani maybe a better job. Maybe all your financial problems shall be alleviated. Whatever it is, by means or by virtue of istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate that. On top of that, He will bless you with children. Wallah, sisters and brothers, I know people who were 60, 70 years old. I heard of their stories, 60, 70 years old. They gave up, subhanAllah, this is 70, 60, 70 years old. How can we ever have a child, baby? 60, 70, we're old. The wife is old, the man is old. Khalas, the lady, she reached that, she surpassed that menopause, right? She surpassed it. Khalas, you can no longer have babies. Technically speaking, no longer. Allah, my sisters, after the istighfar, they heard this and they made this istighfar. They adopted this teaching of istighfar, seeking istighfar day in and day out, maybe 1,000 times a year, a day, 1,000 times a day or whatnot, making so much istighfar. After a few months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a pious, righteous baby. Allahu Akbar. The power of istighfar. So Nuh, he told his people, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Innahu kana ghaffara, He shall forgive you. And if you, not only He will forgive you, He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, send down barakat from the heavens, the rain. Rain is a form of khair, is a sign of khair, a sign of good. And He will bless you with wealth and children. Wa yaj'al lakum jannat wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Right? This is all about, you know, this is what I was telling them, ya Allah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. What happened, brothers and sisters, after he told them all that? Did they believe in him? 950 years, calling them day, night, openly, privately, their homes. He went everywhere. And he told them, look at the beauty. If you were to worship your Lord and seeking istighfar, istighfar of what you used to do, seeking forgiveness of what you used to do by associating someone with him, by worshiping these idols, if you were to go back to him, he will bless you. He will do this to you. He will bless your children. He will bless your, you know, your wealth. He will bless your health. Did they believe in him? Did they believe in him? How many people believed in him? 950 years of da'wah, 1,000 years altogether, 50 years only. That was easy, but the rest was tough and rough and harsh. How many people believed in him? Very, very few. Because now Nuh, he will jump and he will move to another stage of da'wah. There are two stages of da'wah now. There's another stage of da'wah happening. And the other stage of da'wah will move into something else, and that it will, what will include the second stage of da'wah? He will also include his family. His family, his children will be included. His family, his children will be included. And my brothers and sisters, this is for those of you who have children. Remember the story, the example I gave of one hand, right? You have five fingers. One finger does not look like the same, right? One finger does not, you know, resemble the other finger. So Nuh is another example. Adam was an example. Habil, Qabil, 40 children. Qabil came out to be the bad one, subhanAllah. Nuh, the same thing was happened to him. You know, not only that, from Nuh, not only one of his children would not believe in him, his wife also would not believe in him. His wife, that's a killer. That's a killer. When your own loved one does not follow you, does not believe in you, Allahu Akbar, and you're the da'i, and you're another da'i, you're the prophet, you're the Nabi. You are Nabi, Nuh. Nabi. So what will happen? He will move to another form of da'wah. What is that other form of da'wah? Umayr, what's other form of da'wah? What is it? Layla, Sa'diyah, Shahnaz, Lula Robe, what's that other form of da'wah? Shayda Ahmed, Sadiq al-Harbi Habibi, Saadiya Khan, where are you guys? What's that other form of da'wah? Because now there's another thing. Okay, so I used so much, I'm going to move to another form of da'wah and I'm going to have to include my family here. Sidi Yasin al-Rais. Huh? Saadiya, do you guys know what's this other form of da'wah that Nuh will move into? No, 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 no. I am not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you. Tomorrow, inshallah, I will tell you. Because punishment, am I going to ask Allah to punish my children? No, I'm not going to ask Allah to punish my children. So I'm going to have to do something. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we will, inshallah, complete the story of Nuh alayhi salam. I have a story of Nuh and his son, a breaker, a heartbreaker. Brothers and sisters, bring your children tomorrow, let them listen. Bring your children tomorrow, let them listen. Because there is, tomorrow I'm going to share with you the story, you know, Nuh and his son. Nuh and his son, a heartbreaker. A heartbreaker, my brothers and sisters. What is it? We will talk about that. And by the way, Nuh, because the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says that every prophet has a dua. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, every prophet has a dua that is granted. Did Nuh use that dua? Here's another question. Here's another million-dollar question, because every prophet has a dua that is granted, that Allah will answer, as Prophet Muhammad said. Did Nuh use that dua? Did he? How? When? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters. Alrighty? Izakum Allah khair. Barakallah feekum. Thank you, sisters and brothers. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you all tawfiq. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you all sabr. Double kleefi. Aywa, Umair. Double kleefi. Thank you, Yasmeen. Izakum Allah khair. No. Tomorrow, inshallah. Sidi Yasin. Yasin. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about it bi-idhnillah. Thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you all. Munazza, Yasmin, Yasid, Lula Rob, Mariana, Saadiya, Nadia, Nadim, all of you, Sidi, Shahnaz Kabir, and Saadiya, and all of you, Sidi Sadiq, all the brothers and sisters from Facebook, and the brothers and sisters from Instagram, Hassan, Yasin, Izakum Lakhir, Zaylay, Izakum Lakhir, Nawal. Nawal, she's maskeena, quiet. Nawal, she's quiet. A Moroccan, quiet. And you know, when a Moroccan is quiet, there is something to be aware of. When a Moroccan is quiet, be aware. What happened in Nawal? Are you okay? I hope you're okay. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. May Allah bless you. Nu'man Siddiqui, we love you all. I love you too for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Barakallahu feek. Thank you, Shahada Ahmed. Thank you all. Facebook and Instagram, may Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Facebook, salam alaikum. Matla Facebook.